Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Simen Shin Lamed Tes. We are up to Sif Dalet. We're on the top line of page Kuf Pei Vav, which is the page following 370. The Mechaber says in Sif Dalet, Ein Donin. You cannot judge cases on Shabbos. The Rama says, "V'lochein aser litfos ulahachnis lebeis hasoar mishenis chayiv eiza onesh kedei shelo yivrach." Therefore, you are not allowed to arrest and to grab someone and place him into jail if he is chayiv a certain punishment in order that he shouldn't run away. So, included in the judgment situation that the Mechaber says is aser, the Rama says, because of that, you can't arrest someone, you can't place him into jail. The kol shekein sha'aser lahalkoso, and certainly you can't give him malchus. The havi b'chal din, that's all included in judging. The im yivrach ein oleinu klum, and if he runs away, so then that's not our problem. So you can't grab him, you can't put him in jail. If he runs away, so he runs away. Then the mechaber says, v'lo mikachin. The next thing the Mechaber says is that you cannot be Mekadesh in Isha on Shabbos. The Rama says, V'yesh matirin l'kadesh hecha de'en lo isha ubonim. If there is a person that was not yet Mekai in the mitzvah of Puravu, he didn't have a wife, he doesn't have kids, so then there are those who are matir getting married on Shabbos. V'efshir duhu adin ha'knisa l'chup eshari. As we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, it's a bigger chiddush. Some say not only is the kedushin mutar on Shabbos if he wasn't Mekai in Puravu, but even the chuppah, which is nesuin, will be permissible as well. The afagav the lo kaim alon hachi, even though we don't paskin that way, mikomakon somchen al zeh b'shas adchak. Still, we will rely on that shita in a pressing situation. Ki gadol kavod abrios, because great is kavod abrios. Kemo shirigilin shilufa'amim, just like we normally do. That sometimes shilohayu yicholin lahashlos im hanadunya biyom shishi ar halayla. Sometimes they're trying to work out the deal of the dowry before Shabbos, and it doesn't get worked out till the nighttime. In that case, that's a Shas Adchak, where we'll do both the Kedushin and the Chuppah on Friday night. Since they already prepared for the Suda v'la Nesu'in, it's going to be embarrassing to the Kala and to the Chasson if they don't do the marriage tonight. But still, l'chadchila, one should be careful that it shouldn't come to this. That's where we're going to stop on the top, but the Mechaber tells us you can't get married on Shabbos, you can't do Kedushin. The Rama says that if a person doesn't have a wife or children, some say he can get married, some say he can even do the chuppah. And then the Mishnah Berurah points out, the Rama points out rather, that even though we don't hold like that shita, but we can rely on a b'shas adchak, and he gives an example of a b'shas adchak, which we'll see in more details in the Mishnah Berurah, that they're trying to get married on Friday, but the plans of the Nedunya don't get worked out till later. It's going to be embarrassing to the chassan and kala if they don't get married now. We'll see also be a hefsid. So then we would be matir, the kedushin and the chuppah Friday night. So let's begin the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkatan Yud Aleph Ein Donin. The first thing the Mechaber told us is you can't judge cases on Shabbos. Hainu afilu dine mamros. This is even monetary cases cannot be judged on Shabbos. The reason is shema yavo lidei ksiva. There's nothing wrong with the actual judging. The problem is that when you judge a case, you may come to right. V'hu adin nami desider hata'ainos levad lifnei adayonim gam kein aser. Not only is the actual judging aser, but to hear the two sides and to hear all the tainas on both sides in front of the judges is also aser on Shabbos for the same reason. Shema yichtavu hadayonim divrei tanoseihem. The concern is the judges might write down the tainas of both sides, and again, it will lead to ksiva, and that's why it's aser. Avol, likbol ulahatzia dvarim. But if a person wants to go without both sides being there, he just wants to go and voice his complaint and make a macha. Kagon al tainas basulim, for example, he got married, he has a taina on his wife that she was not a basula. So mutter, that taina would be permissible on Shabbos. Kemoshe kosub Evan Ezer, Simon Samach Beis, like we discussed in Evan Ezer in Simon Samach Beis. Vitikin Rabbeinu Gershom or Agola. Here's a takon of Rabbeinu Gershom. Shalom levatel hatomid. We're going to have to explain what's going on over here. The background information is what they used to do. If Reuven is trying to get Shimon to Adin Torah, he sends him a hazmana to Adin Torah one time, two times, three times, he ignores it. So then Reuven goes to Shul and makes an announcement and starts causing a little bit of a ruckus to get people involved to help him out. So that's what this is referring to. The takan of Avinu Gershom is as follows. Shalom levatel hatomid b'Shabbos. Hainu hatfila hakvua betzibur lebeis haknesses. The person who wants to go and make this taina publicly should not do it and mevatel the regular tfilos of Shabbos. Imlo shebitel kfar shalosh pa'amim b'chol. Unless he already came into shul already 3 times during the week, v'lo ho'el, and it didn't help, so now he's allowed to come in on Shabbos to mevatel the tfila to make his macha. O bishvil taino sakol, unless his taino also is against the tzibur. So either his taina is against the kohol, or he already tried to mevatel the tefillah 3 times during the week, he was unsuccessful, so he's making a larger macha on Shabbos, so then it will be allowed on Shabbos. Says the Mishabura Vaitis of Katan Yudbeis. The Ramah said, on this mechaber of Ein Donin, therefore you can't arrest someone, you can't put him in jail, if he's chayav an onesh, out of a concern that he might run away. Certainly you can't give him malchus, because that's included in din. Says the Mishabura, v'gam yochol lovo lidei chabura b'shabbos. Besides giving malchus being a problem of judging on Shabbos, it's also a concern that you might make him bleed, you might cause a chabura. Sevkaton yud gimel, therefore it's bechlal din, it's included in din. V'isa v'yushalmi, the Yushalmi says, al madik sivlo sevaru eish b'chomo shvaseichem. The pasuk that says, don't make a fire in all your dwelling places on Shabbos, says the Yerushalmi, Mikan lebatei dinin, shelo yu donim b'Shabbos. From here we learn that Bezdin should not be judging on Shabbos. Hainu mi shehoyu mukhuyav havara. Someone who is chayiv sreifa, b'yamim akadmonim, in the earlier days when they had sreifa. So one who is chayiv sreifa, gilsa hatayra delo yanishu b'Shabbos. The Torah is revealing over here, lo sevaru eish b'chomo shoseichem, not to give someone who is chayiv sreifa on Shabbos. And from there we learn out that the same thing is true, that Bezin should not give out any onshim on Shabbos. The Mechaber, as we mentioned at the beginning of the Mishabura, starts off discussing how you shouldn't judge Dine Mamanos. That also is an Isser Midrabanam, like we saw before in Sevkatan Yud Aleph, that you may come to write. The Isa b'Sefer Achinuch Hatam, the Sefer Achinuch writes the reason that Hashem did not allow any kind of onshim on Shabbos. Sherotza Kadosh Baruch Hu lechabed yom zeh. Hashem wanted to honor this day of Shabbos. Sheyimtzu bo hakol menucha, that everyone could have rest on Shabbos. Gam hachotim v'achayovim, even those who have sinned and they're chayv onshim, Hashem wants them to rest on Shabbos, and therefore the Yushami learns out that one should not be giving out any kind of punishments on Shabbos, and then he goes on and gives a mashal. Says the Mishabura Vaitis of Katan Yudalit, we said even though he might run away, that's not our problem. We can't grab him, put him into jail on Shabbos. If he runs away, he runs away. Says the Mishabura of Katan Yudalit, ve'ein bichlal zeh. Not included in this is im echa rotze levrach kedei la'agin ishto. A man doesn't want to give a get to his wife. He wants to make her an agun and he wants to run away. So then we'll stop him. De bazem mutter haya lechavsho. That case, we would be allowed to lock him up and to grab him to make sure he doesn't run away. V'chein mutter lekabel edus. And so too, we are allowed to accept testimony me'ish mesukan v'karov lomus. If a person is deathly ill and he's close to dying, we will accept edus for him, al isha shemes baila. If the edus he knows is about a woman whose husband died, so to allow her to not be naguna, to allow her to get remarried, we will take his edus on Shabbos. Heicha d'chayshinen shelo yimotzi achagach edus acheres. If we are concerned, there might not be any other edim, and this is the aid that we need, so we would take his edus on Shabbos to make sure she does not become an aguna. Says the Mishabura Vaitis of Kodin Tezvav, the next point of the Mechaber was, below Mekachin, you could not be Mekadosh Isha on Shabbos. Zokta Mishabura, gamze machmas gzeir Hashem yichtov. This is also because of Xera that you might come to write. Avalomi tam dehu kekone kinyan b'Shabbos. Don't mistakenly think the reason why you can't do kiddushin on Shabbos is because it's a kinyan and you can't do a kinyan on Shabbos. That's not the reason. Dehav b'kiddushin levad b'lo chuppah. If all you do is the first step of marriage, the kiddushin, without the chuppah, which is the nesuim, lo kenah adayin liyarsha. He did not yet acquire this woman to inherit her if she dies. Ulamitziyasa, and to get things that she finds that they belong to him. Ulamaisiyadeh, and to take her earnings if she earns money. So just kedushin alone does not allow the husband these rights, and therefore that is not a problem of making a kinyan on Shabbos. V'cheinim afilu hayu ha'kedushin mibod yom. And even if the kedushin was done on Friday during the day, mevur ba'mechaber l'kameh, we'll see in the next year, in the mechaber, in this sif later on, he writes, the osur lachnisa l'chuppah b'Shabbos, your osur to take her into the chuppah on Shabbos, inag the Kedusha was done before. V'hainu mitam, and that is for the reason that we just said. Because through the chuppah, there you're making a kinyan for all the things that we just mentioned. It's like making a business deal on Shabbos, which is not allowed. So says the Chafetz Chaim, the Kedushin is aser because you might come to write. The chuppah is aser because that's a kinyan that gives the husband rights and his wife to inherit her if she dies, to have her metzias, to get her ma'is yadayim. Says the Mishabura Sivkotan Tezayin. So after the Mechaber said you can't be Mekadesh and Isha, the Ramah said there are those who are matir Kedushin on Shabbos if the man does not have an Isha Ubonim. Says the Chafetz Chaim, V'hu hadin b'yesh lo bonim v'ein lo Isha. The same thing would be true if he has children, so he was already Mekadesh Mitzvah Peruvu, but he presently does not have a wife. Gam kein mutter l'dayazu, this Shita also holds that the marriage is mutter on Shabbos. The mitzvah ka'avid, if he is not married, even though he's Mekayim Peruvu, this would be a mitzvah. K'darminim b'yavamas, like the Gemara tells us in Yavamas, mikra, from the Pasuk, baboker zra ezarecha, in the morning you should plant your seeds, v'lo erev al tanach yadecha, in the evening you should not rest your hands. This is the Pasuk that teaches us that a person has a mitzvah to have children, even beyond the kiyam of Peruvu. So therefore, there would be a kiyam of this pasuk of the mitzvah of inhabiting the world if he goes ahead and gets married, even though he has children from a previous marriage. So therefore, Zakta Mishabura, this sheet that the Ramah is bringing down, there are those who are matir kedushin. If he has no isha banim, even if he has banim but no isha, also would be mutter. Says the Mishabura Vaitas of Katan Dezayim. The Ramah said, "V'efsher duhu adin aknisa l'chubashari." If the person was not mekayim these mitzvahs, so even chuppah would be mutter. Rotzalomar after ayidei achuppah kona usul l'kamedvarim. Even though, like we just mentioned, by doing the chuppah on Shabbos is acquiring her for those various things, afilu achi still kevan deleis lei ishu banim. Since he does not have a wife, he does not have children. V'yesh bazeh mitzvahs priya revia. This sheet holds if he was not Mekayim Peruvu, he doesn't have a wife and kids, so not only can you do the Kiddushin on Shabbos, you could also do the Chuppah on Shabbos. He does not bring down if we'll be lenient in this case, if he was Mekayim Peruvu, just for the other Pasuk. Here he says, Dafka for Peruvu when he doesn't have a wife and children. The Ramah then said, even though we don't hold like this Shita, we don't hold that you could do the marriage on Shabbos, even if you weren't Mekayim the Mitzvah, but there is what to rely on B'Shas Atchak, and then he goes on to explain what an example of Shas Atchak is. Says the Mishabura, Sivkotan Yuches, the low Kaimel Anacha, we don't hold this way. Ratzalomar, the Meikar Adin Kaimel Ankeshitas Rashi Ushar Rishonim. Really, Meikar Adin, we pass on like Rashi and other Rishonim, the Kedushin. The Afa Chuppah Asr B'Shas Yomta, we hold Kedushin, Chuppah, it's all Asr on Shabbos and Yontif. But, B'Shas Atchak, we said the case was that they couldn't get their Nudunya together before Shabbos, and it got delayed, so then already the whole chasana is all ready to go, so then it will be a busha that the chasana and kalvi push it off, then you can get married on Friday night. So says the Mishabura, it's a lomar, v'yesh hefsid rav al yedei zeh. Since everything is set up, if they're not going to get married now on Friday night, when the suit is already, it's going to be a great loss of money. V'ayim b'chai odom shekosav. Look in the chai odom who writes, she'ein lahokil b'chol zeh, not to be lenient with all this, getting married on Shabbos, rak im nishlamu hashlosha pratim, only if you have all three pratim in place. Dahinu, im lo kiyam piri viriv adayim. Number one, that the man was not mekayim peruvu yet. Number two, v'yesh hefsed rav, it's going to be a great loss of money, the suda is going to get ruined if we wait till after Shabbos. Number three, the gam biyosh l'chasen v'kale im lo yichnos oz. It'll also be embarrassing to the chasen and kale. Everyone came for the chasen. If we just call it off for today, it's going to be embarrassing. So zot l'chayadim, we need all three. Pruervu, loss of money, and embarrassment. Then we can matter the marriage on Shabbos. That's called a shasat chak. V'ayin mashek osavnu b'sivkotan tazayin. Look what we just mentioned before in sivkotan tazayin. The ladas rabbeinu tam, according to rabbeinu tam, af b'yesh lo bonim. Even if the man has sons, kevan she'ein lo isha, since he doesn't have a wife, gam kein mitzvah ka'avir mutter, is still considered a mitzvah, and that would be matir that point. The Evshur the Svirle, it could be the Chai Adam who says you need all three, and he mentions Puravu, could be he holds the Ein Som Chanel Abazet, that you cannot rely on this Rabbeinu Tam, that even if it was Mekayim Puravu, just for the extra children, could be he would not be matir, you actually have to have that the man does not have a wife or children. Now we're talking about over here in the Ramah, b'shas atchak, you could have the kedushin, the chuppah at night on Shabbos. But zokta mishabura, if it's bein hashmashos, it's between shkia and seis, it's earlier on, for sure one should not be machmir b'dievet, to lo gazru al shvus bein hashmashos l'tzorech mitzvah l'kuyama. All the cases, the writing that might be led to by having the kedushin, the kinyan of the happen of the chuppah, these are all isurim d'rabbanan. And zokta mishabura, they did not make a gzera on a shvus, on isur d'rabbanan during bein hashmashos, the tzorech mitzvah, according to everyone. So this is obviously a tzorech mitzvah, and therefore we would override the shvusim. So during bein hashmashos, it's for sure okay. Ach lechatchila yesh lizor ma'ot shelo la'acher kolkach. Certainly, lechatchila one should be very careful not to delay the wedding so long. Ki kama averos boin alideze, it's going to lead to many averos. Tiltul mukta shel haneros. Number one is moving mukta candles. Vigam kama noshim ahochos lachupa. Also, some of the women that go to the chupa, ma'achros zman hadlokas haneros alideze, they delay their lighting of their Shabbos candles because of the wedding. Umadlikos bein hashmashos, and they're going to come to light candles during bein hashmashos. V'yoser tov haya shelo lahadlik oz klal. If a woman has not lit till bein hashmashos, it's better not to light. Don't light during bein hashmashos. You could ask a goy, but you can't light during bein hashmashos. So they're moving candles, they're lighting candles, and therefore, as much as possible, one should not have the wedding get delayed towards close to bein hashmashos. V'al kein, and therefore, Manochon ma'od b'misha yecholas biyado. How wonderful it is for someone who has the ability, shelo lasos hanasuin klal be'er Shabbos, not to make a chasana on Friday, u'beprat samach l'hashecha, certainly not close to dark. Ki afim hanasuin yeh bizmanam, because even if the marriage ends up being completed before Shabbos even starts, al koponim nistaref mizeh od kama kilkula mekanal, it's still going to lead to some other problems like we just mentioned. Even if the chasana is done, women have to rush home to light candles, and they make it home during bein hashmashos. Even if the chasana is done properly before Shabbos starts, it's still going to lead to Yisurim afterwards. Says the Mishabura, im nis'acher ha'chupa ad chashecha. If the chupa got delayed till dark, ubidei ha'shushbina neiros, and the shushbinan are holding candles as Shabbos is starting, after kaimalon du mukta kozmanchu biyodom ulicha lomokum shiirtza, even though we paskin that if mukta came to your hands, beheter, so now you can carry it to wherever you want. And they were holding the candles before Shabbos, so they were holding the smuksa from before Shabbos. Mikomakom hocha yitin aneiros leino Yehudi. As it gets dark, they should quickly pass over these candles to goyim. The chol she'efsher lesalik hamuksa miyodom buchiv lesalik. If you are able to get rid of that muksa from your hands, you must do it. So although there is a heter to move muksa even after Shabbos started because it came to your hands beheter, whatever you could do to not do that is better. So if there are goyim there, pass it on to the goyim. We'll stop here and continue mitzvah Shem next time with the rest of Siv Dalet.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.